next Thursday.
I call this meeting for March 5th, 2015, to order. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Communications for information, we have none this evening. Actions on matters still pending, new business. Update from Jennifer. Sorry.
That's okay. You can call me by my name. Good evening, members of the board and Chair Summers. I wanted to update you. We had had some discussion at our last meeting about the training that's now required for members of boards and commissions pursuant to the Open Government Act that was passed last year. I apparently jumped the gun a little bit when I offered to get that done for you this month. I was subsequently given to understand that the city is preparing materials for all boards and commissions training citywide so that everybody's getting the same information. And that rollout hasn't quite occurred yet. So they anticipate probably within the next 30 days. So we're looking at possibly doing it in May.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure whether we're going to have it video materials or how they're doing that, I propose we just do it as part of the meeting here. And then that way we have access to the electronic equipment. So tentatively that's scheduled for May. And if that changes, obviously I will notify the chair ASAP so she can make a decision on whether we need to bump it.
Thank you. And we will also have a study session in May for residency if the material is available from Human Resources. Actions on matters still set action no consideration of matters set for public hearing. There are none. Civil Service Coordinator report. You have none.
None this evening.
Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Mary McDougall, Human Resources Manager, filling in for Joy St. Germain, HR Director, who's unable to attend this evening. I have two items to report tonight, and as well as a number of requests. The first item is a correction from last month. Last month, we had requested on a list extension for customer service lead that there were originally 31 people on the list with one City of Tacoma resident, that no one had been hired, and that there were 12 people currently on the list with five City of Tacoma residents. In fact, the correct numbers were that there were 12 people originally on the list with five City of Tacoma residents, none had been hired, and the same people remain on the list.
Madam Chair, could you repeat what list is that?
This was a list extension request for last month for customer service lead.
Okay,
which
great.
Is not currently on this agenda.
That's right, correct.
Got it.
Right.
This is just to correct information.
From your question last month.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
I'm sorry. Could you go over the information again? Now that I know the list, can I hear the numbers again? Could I hear the correction again?
Sure. The correction is, well, originally we reported there were 31 people on the list, or 31 people originally on the list with one City of Tacoma resident. In fact, there were 12 people originally on the list with five of those City of Tacoma residents.
Okay. Great.
The 31 number came from a different recruitment. We apologize for that error.
Makes much more sense.
Okay. The second item to report is the list abolishment for locomotive mechanic. The Tacoma Rail has requested that we abolish this list. There were originally nine people on the list, and including two City of Tacoma residents. There were three people hired from the list, and two offers were declined, including one offer to a City of Tacoma resident, and another candidate was hired into a different classification. So that leaves three people on the list with one City of Tacoma resident. So they're requesting the abolishment so they can create a new list with a larger pool of candidates. All right. So the first request that we have for you this evening is, excuse me.
We don't, Madam Chair, do we?
No, you do not.
No action on that.
No action on that.
We just nod and go, uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know.
You just smile and look pretty, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I forgot the smile part.
But next we are moving to the requests for the board. So the first request is a request for extension for temporary appointment over 2,080 hours for Administrative Assistant Pamela Broussard.
Maybe you could speak a little closer to the microphone.
We'll do that.
my hearing is going, I think. I don't know.
Yes.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and I'm here with Wandy Prom. She's office administrator from UTS. Wandy has a sore throat, so I'm going to try and do most of the talking tonight. But we're here to request an extension of 2,080 hours for Pamela Broussard. That name might sound a little familiar mm-hmm. to you because we were just here. She was originally hired into a temporary job in power conservation. And then when she hit the 2,080 hours, we came here for an extension. But she did a smart thing for a temporary employee to do, and that's continue to apply and take tests and get on other lists. And she is on the list for the next level in our clerical series, administrative assistant. And there's a vacancy in a completely separate group at Tacoma Power, UTS, which stands for Utility Technology Services. And so she was interviewed as a candidate on that list and ultimately selected. And then the department said, well, wait a second. She's currently a temporary. And the code is kind of strange in this regard because it doesn't, that temporary time goes with a person. The code says no individual should be employed for more than 2,080 hours. So even though she's changing groups and it's a completely different position in a completely different classification, she still would have that deadline looming. This is a position that is actually a permanent position, and the person who is in it is been assigned a special project, and so they're going to be gone for at least 6 months and potentially a year, and there's a real possibility that that will turn into a permanent position for her and that this would result in a permanent appointment. So we're kind of coming in advance because she's actually not scheduled to run out of temporary time until September. But there's real possibility this temporary appointment will go for a year. So we're requesting an extension of her temporary appointment for that year so she can accept this promotion to UTS.
Board members?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I have a problem with with the possibility of someone getting stuck in a temporary position, and I appreciated your remarks, Rodney, what you had to say, and hopefully this will turn into something more. I'm reminded by some of the thoughts I had on this. I think the last time it came around, last time this was before us, or when we extended this before, and a temporary position is supposed to be for 6 months, right? Temporary position, temporary appointment may be made for a maximum period of 6 months.
So yeah, if you stop there, but it continues going, maybe extended by the appointing authority with the approval
right,
of the personnel
right.
director.
Right, right. And so, my question before was, how come we're extending this position after 12 months instead of after 6 months? And this is all after the fact now.
Board Member Heller?
Can I ask a couple clarifying questions I think might help us a little? So this employee is always been a temporary or non-permanent employee. She's never obtained permanent status within our system in any position, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what indeed happened, I'm just clarifying for my understanding. She had applied for a position she was temporarily appointed to. She was in there a period of time, and you came and asked us for an extension, which we granted. And she kept applying, so this is a completely different position that she's applied to.
Correct.
Okay, I think I got it.
Right.
So she's never been permanent, and she's applying for a temporary promotion to another temporary position. Okay. I think I got it.
That could possibly turn into a permanent position.
Hopefully.
And she applied through a competitive process?
Yes. She's on the eligible list for both office assistant and administrative assistant.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, board member.
I make a motion that we grant this request.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussions or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation.
Thank you.
The next item we have for you is a request for waiver of competitive examination, water treatment plant operator Dan McCormick.
You're not leaving us?
I'm not leaving. And so I'm here again to request a waiver of competitive exam. Chris McMean, the deputy water superintendent, wanted to be here, but he had a conflict, and that person he would send also has the same conflict. So I'm here by myself. But the City of Tacoma and Local 43 Water Unit entered into an LOU that established a training program. And we now have an employee that has spent 3 years in that training program and met the criteria and obtained a water treatment plant operator level 3 certification from the Washington State Department of Health. And so we are requesting a waiver of competitive exam to permanently place him into the water treatment plant operator classification.
What is the pleasure
Madam
of the
Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I move that the board grants the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for water treatment plant operator Dan McCormick.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
Okay, the next item is a request for waiver of competitive examination as well. This is for IT analyst senior technical and in the fire department, Matthew Stock.
Hi, Chair Summers, members of the board. My name is Teresa Dent, and from the Human Resources Department. With me this evening is Deputy Chief Tori Green. I think this is needs to move this just a little. Okay. We're here this evening to request a waiver of competitive examination under the Tacoma Municipal Code 124570 for the position of IT Analyst Senior. And as you can see through our memo, that the fire department is requesting this. They currently have 6 IT professionals right now, and they're very specific to the fire department. There's a lot of classified things that they work with. There's a lot of things that take a lot of knowledge, background, and skills to learn in that department. The fire has designed applications that they work with specific for the department, and they reclassed one of these positions. The person that is in that position, the incumbent, has gradually increased in their duties. They've even sent this person for furthering their education for this specific job, and this new skill set, it does meet the department's needs. And in employing an IT security qualified individual to function as the department's information security officer. And this is to maintain all of their healthcare portability and accountability, the HIPAA laws, and to perform the duties of a system administrator. So this person has been working in it for a while, and has, you know, gradually these duties were accretioned into the position, and so they like to keep that person.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that the board grants the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for IT analyst, senior technical fire, Matthew Stock.
Second.
It's been seconded. Are there any questions from the board? Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item.
All right, the next request is for a waiver of competitive examination for systems power dispatcher candidate, line electrician apprentice, electric meter and relay technician apprentice, and wire electrician apprentice to move 24 special project apprentices into permanent positions.
Good evening, Chair Summers again. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department. And I'm here to request a waiver of competitive exam for 24 apprentices. In mid-2008...
Are they all here tonight?
They're not here tonight. TMD has been hiring all of their apprentices into special project designations established by the Public Utility Board resolution for succession planning. They've still partnered with Human Resources to do open competitive exams. The key difference is that on an open list, they only get the top 10 ranks for the first vacancy and an additional rank for each additional vacancy, whereas with the project designation, since they're not classified, those certification rules didn't apply, and they were given the whole list, so everyone who passed. And so all the hires did come from eligible lists, but not necessarily from the top 10 ranks. A recent review of that process has determined that going forward, they're going to be hired as permanent employees, and we'd like to go back and take the 24 apprentices that were selected and make them permanent going forward.
That's what this will do.
That's what this will do.
Right.
Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
And thank you for not doing them individually. Madam Chair, I move that the board grants the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination.
To move 24 special project apprentices into permanent positions.
Yes, that's exactly, yeah.
Do I hear a second? It's been seconded. Is there any further discussion? Any questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any extensions? Thank you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet all 24.
And
yeah. One at a time, could you come up and introduce yourself?
Council was here and she left.
Yeah, I know.
And I do have one.
Well, then take them off.
Yes.
I do have one other request this evening. Joy is asking that you consider holding a study session in May or June regarding the city's equity and empowerment initiative, and to invite Diane Powers, the Director of Equity and Human Rights Office, to speak to you about the initiative. On September 30th, 2014, the City Council adopted an Equity and Empowerment Initiative framework, approving a resolution that outlines the mission, vision, and goals that will guide the initiative. The initiative helps emphasize the city's commitment to providing equitable access to services and will help shape future organizational policy, including the personnel rules related to hiring and promotion. The initiative is focused both internally and externally with five goals: for the city's workforce to better reflect the community it serves, for more purposeful community outreach and engagement, for equitable service delivery to all residents and visitors, to support human rights and opportunities for everyone to achieve their full potential, and to commit to equity in local government decision making. So I would just ask that you consider the request to hold a study session on this topic.
We will schedule that study session for June.
Okay. Thank you.
Comments by public? We have public. Would you either of you like to say anything?
No.
Please.
they're sorry. Okay, comments by board members. I do have a request. I would like to know who is the longest serving civil service board member, and also if Ms. Board Member Heller has met her 20-year mark yet or not. Can you do some research and find those things out for me? Is there any other comments?
Are you retiring or something?
No. Just curious.
I don't know.
Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second? Okay, we're out of here.
Thank you.
when I try to, I can get through.
Yeah,
things.
Right between.
Shush. Get out of here.
No.
What?
Nothing. She's being a smart
ass. I have to head the way. See you guys.
See ya.
Thank you, Dan, for making it. I didn't know Diane was
coming. Woohoo! We were speedy.
No problem.
Speedy,
really?
How's your
no
foot?
No problem. Are you okay,
foot?
Really?
Yeah, I'll be good.
See ya.
Oh, it's just gout.
Oh, that is so horrible.
Yeah, sometimes it's worse than others.
Well, my father suffered from that, and I am hoping and praying that I don't. I had chicken pox as a child. Mm. I was back in the day when they purposely exposed you.
What does that have to do with gout?
Oh, it is the chicken pox, same virus. It's the chicken pox virus. So if you've had chicken pox.
I knew that about shingles.
Are you talking about shingles?
Give you gout?
No, you're right. I'm talking about shingles.
Okay.
He had both of them.
Yeah.
But yeah.